of us make money by working a job, but there is another way to make money, and that's by putting money itself to work. Hi, I'm Rob West. Getting your money to earn more money is crucial if you're going to build a nest egg for the future. I'll explain that just ahead. Then it's on to your calls on any financial topic. We look forward to hearing from you at 800-525-7000. Our lines are open, 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, as I'm sure you've heard me say, there are five basic things you can do with money. You can earn it, live on it, give some away, owe it to someone, a business or the government, and lastly, you can grow it for the future. So those five things are earn, live, give, owe, and grow. That's a simple framework, and it's easy to remember. Well, today I want to focus on the last one, growing your money. You know, the run-up in inflation that we've seen over the past year and a half makes it clear that finding ways to grow your money is essential. If you put money in the bank and earn a 1 or 2% annual return while inflation is running at 7 or 8% annually, well, you're falling behind. Way behind. Inflation means that the money you put in the bank will have significantly less purchasing power when you take it out than when you put it in. That's why it's so important to increase the growth rate of your money to try to keep up with, or in the best possible case, to outpace inflation. So how can you do that? Well, there are many options, but each calls for investing your money somehow. The safest approach right now would be to invest in government I-bonds. The I stands for inflation. These bonds, guaranteed by the U.S. government, are designed to keep pace with inflation. Unfortunately, I-bonds carry restrictions, such as a $10,000 per person limit on how much you can invest each year. Further, you can't hold I-bonds in a retirement account, such as an IRA or a company-sponsored 401k plan. So to get your money growing, to match or beat inflation, you have to go beyond super safe I-bonds and look to investments that grow with the economy. For most people, investing in the stock market is the easiest way to do this. I know that seems scary to some people. After all, stocks can go down as well as up. But to get your money to grow requires you to take some risk. The good news is that you can minimize the risk of investing in stocks if you spread your money across many companies and stay invested for a long time. Being broadly invested and staying the course over a long time are two key ways of reducing risk. The easiest way to broadly invest is to hold mutual funds that contain shares of many companies. Some funds hold the stock of hundreds of companies, and those funds have tended to do quite well over time. Of course, no one knows the future. This year has been a tough one for the market. So far, next year could be terrific, or it could be worse. We just don't know. But history tells that those who invest broadly and steadily over a long time almost always come out ahead. Now, let me get back to the idea of putting your money to work for you. As your investments grow over time, the earnings on your investments can purchase more shares. Those new shares will grow and allow you to purchase still more shares. This compounding growth is what helps you keep up with or outpace inflation. The effect of compounding, given enough time, is remarkable. It can turn relatively modest investments of thousands of dollars a year into millions over a few decades. That's why compound interest is often called the eighth wonder of the world. Let me give a bit of a warning, however. Investing can foster bad things in your life, such as greed when the investment markets are performing well and fear when they're not. As a Christian investor, you need to be on your guard. Don't let greed and fear take over. Instead, seek to be a wise and faithful steward who takes a reasonable amount of risk to prepare for future needs. It's possible in investing to take excessive risk, which is why Proverbs 13:11 warns, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." It's also possible to take too little risk, which likely will result in you not being financially prepared for your later years. As a steward of what belongs to God, it's your role to find the right balance as you seek to put your money to work and make it grow. For helpful guidance in this area of investing, you can go to moneywise.org and search invest. That's moneywise.org. Just search the term invest. All right, your calls and questions on any financial topic are next. The number, 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
On American Family Radio, hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman, here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. So many of you listening to me right now know you should be sharing your faith, but have no idea how to do it. That's why we're here, to let you know you need zero training. You don't have to be trained how to love people, and you don't have to be trained how to love people into heaven. Simply focus on moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. Jesus said they'll know you're his disciple by your love, not by your ability to quote scripture or a script. No training required. When God loves us, he's salvationing us. And when we love our neighbors as ourselves, he's salvationing them through us. That takes even casual conversations to an entirely different level. Everything you say and do, everything, is moving everyone watching you closer or further away from God. You can't escape this overwhelming fact, and realizing this ignites your prayer life and Bible study. That's why God made it your Great Commission. If you need help sharing your faith, go to igniteamerica.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Money Wise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
God can use persecution to strengthen the church and individuals within it.
Persecution is granted to us. Don't miss this. What an honor to be chosen to follow in the footsteps of Christ, to die like the thief beside him, so that men enslaved to sin can see the gospel written in our flesh and believe.
Gain more perspective on persecution with Jordan Chambly's article, The Victorious Persecuted Church, in the Fall 21 issue of Engage Magazine, or visit EngageMagazine.net.
Your kids are grown, and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985, 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Money Wise on American Family Radio. It's time to talk money, God's money, recognizing we're stewards of the King of Kings resources. So let's manage it wisely, hold it loosely, and give it generously. I hope you'll join us today with your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Today we want to unpack whatever you're thinking about financially, run it through the lens of biblical wisdom and principles, and see if we can help you move forward with confidence, whether that's in your lifestyle, your spending plan, which is harder than ever to stay on budget these days. What about debt repayment? Well, now's the time to dump debt as variable interest rates continue to climb. Maybe it's a housing conversation. Yeah, the housing market has been red hot. Well, it's going to cool quickly. We've already seen houses begin to dip, housing prices, that is. That will continue. Some estimates say that next year we could see declines of between 10 10 and 20%. It's all about high interest rates and the looming potential recession. We could talk about that, or maybe it's your credit score or your generosity. How do you give wisely and effectively? All of that is fair game today at 800-525-7000. I'll also weigh in today on protecting yourself from identity theft. Yes, this is becoming more and more prevalent. There are things you can do under the headings deter, detect, and defend. I'll give you some of my practical thoughts on how you can defend yourself from identity theft, and we'll take a couple of your emails today as well. One email on investing in gold and silver, another on term versus whole life insurance, and how do you give out of a retirement account tax efficiently? All of that and more ahead on today's program. Again, the number to call, 800-525-7000. Let's begin today in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Marie, you're our first caller. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. When I was talking to you earlier, I forgot to say I do have $75,000 in stocks and bonds, and it's losing about 17% so far, and I do get a little money from that every month.
Okay, very good. I think you were talking to my producer, but no problem. If you'll just kind of restate your question and let me know how I can help you.
Oh, my question is, I have about $5,000 income coming in. I have about $5,000 income going out. I'm a tither and a generous giver of other people. My house is paid for. I have no automobiles, but I have $90,000 life insurance in a savings account since January, and I've not done anything with it. My broker suggested, I think it's Nelson's, I'm not sure about the name, but it's got 4.5% interest guaranteed for 5 years, and you can take that money out every year, the interest, without paying penalty on it. And I didn't know what to do with that $90,000 because that's about all I have left.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any emergency savings, Marie, apart from this $90,000?
Probably about $15,000. Yes.
About $15,000. Okay. So you're spending $5,000 a month. So I'd love for you to have at least $30,000 in a liquid savings account. The good news is those liquid savings accounts are paying a good bit more now than they have in the past. With interest rates heading higher, we're seeing, you know, fairly attractive interest rates right now, pushing, you know, 2.5% even for a liquid account that's FDIC insured. I would be looking at one of the online banks like Marcus or Capital One 360 or Ally Bank. But I would take 15,000 of the 90 and add it to the 15 you already have, taking that up to 30,000, and let's call that your emergency savings. We want that liquid. We don't want that locked up in anything. We want you to be able to get to it if you need to for the unexpected. Where is that current 15,000 in savings?
It's in just a checking account, but I never use that checking account.
Okay. So if you're comfortable...
So there are two different banks.
Okay, very good.
Two different banks, yeah.
Are you comfortable doing transactions online?
Not very well. I have a daughter-in-law that helps me out with things like that.
Well, this would be a great thing for her to help you with. I would talk to her about setting up an online savings account with one of the online banks. There's no difference in terms of safety, Marie, from the online banks to the brick-and-mortar banks. They both carry the same FDIC insurance backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. It's just that they're able to pay a lot higher interest rates, and they have no fees online because they don't have to pay for the costs associated with the brick-and-mortar banks. And so I would have her set up an online savings account. This is just my recommendation, at either Marcus, that's the retail operation of Goldman Sachs, Marcus.com, or Ally Bank, A-L-L-Y, or Capital One 360. Any of those three would pay you probably about 2.5% a year in savings interest, but it's completely liquid. And once it's set up, you can link it to your primary checking account. So with just a few clicks of a button, some money could be transferred over to checking if you needed it for the unexpected. I would put $30,000 in that account, which gets your $90,000 down to 75. Okay. And then from that point, one option to consider is the I-bonds. I've been talking about these a lot lately. They're called inflation bonds issued by the U.S. Treasury. They're paying 9.62% right now, and there's no risk, essentially, because, again, they're backed by the U.S. government. Now, you can only put in $10,000 a year per person, but that would be a great place for you to put $10,000 of this $75,000 because even though it's locked up for 12 months, you can't touch it for a year, you're going to get roughly 9.62%. That's what you're going to get for the next 6 months. It'll adjust after 6 months based on the consumer price index. It'll come down slightly, but still going to be a very attractive rate with, again, almost complete safety because it's backed by the U.S. government. That would then take you down to $65,000. And then the question is, do you want to invest more of that with your, you said your broker, your advisor, and perhaps put that in with the $75,000 that you already have, and then take advantage perhaps of a stock market recovery sometime next year, which is what I would expect. With that portion of it, if it was added to the other account, given that that's down 17%, I'd probably have him take a little more conservative posture with this additional $65,000, because you know you'd want to have probably a little bit more allocated to bonds and fixed income than stocks, just to give you a little slightly more conservative portfolio with that total amount that would be up to $140,000 if you added this to it. But give me your thoughts and questions on all that.
I really am not comfortable putting more money into the current stocks and bonds that I have.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's 72, I just, but he offered me one that had a 4.75% guarantee for 5 years.
Okay.
And you could take the interest out on a monthly or on a yearly basis without any penalty.
So that would be an annuity?
It's like, I think it was like a Nelson. I didn't remember the name of it.
Okay, yeah. That's likely an annuity. So, yeah, you'd be entering into a contract with an insurance company. And, you know, those aren't my favorite, but you're right. If it's a guaranteed fixed annuity, then you would have a guaranteed rate of return. You do lock up your money. And so, as you said, you can only get back, in this case, the interest for 5 years. So you'd lose access to it if you needed it for, you know, major medical or something like that. That's, you know, one of the downsides. That plus, you know, they tend to be a somewhat costly in terms of fees and so forth. But if you're comfortable giving up access to it, at least the full amount for those 5 years, you know, that would be an option. I'd probably get a couple of other opinions before you make your decision. Perhaps you could connect with a certified Kingdom advisor there in Springfield to get a couple of other opinions for similar products that are guaranteed, but maybe could do a little better or have less fees and commissions. Hang on the line. I'll help you think through that, and we'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
Siri, I need some help.
What's up?
Well, sometimes I feel like I can't get a handle on my money. I mean, where does it all go?
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you plan your budget and track your spending.
Oh.
Like the $3 you spend every morning on coffee.
Well, not every morning.
You'll also get access to free biblical financial advice.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministries' purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost-sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
The most rewarding thing about my job is that we get to build relationships through our donors and our supporters and get to have that personal relationship with them.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
It's great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Marie and I finished up off the air. She's going to add $10,000 to the I-bond. She's going to put $15,000 into her savings account, bringing that up to $30,000 in emergency savings. And then for that other $65,000 that's the proceeds of her life insurance, she really wants a guaranteed product, an annuity product where she doesn't have any market risk whatsoever. So she's going to get a second opinion on that and perhaps a third opinion from a certified Kingdom advisor to find the very best annuity product for her at moneywise.org by clicking find a CKA. So Marie, thank you for your call today. It was a delight to chat with you. If we can help you further, let us know. All right, back to the phones we go. Out to Texas. Hey, Nancy, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your call.
Well, I'm really excited to talk to you. I've been needing to talk to someone for quite a while. I don't know if the screener gave you all the information you need.
I just see you have some Timothy Plan funds and you're wondering about asset allocation.
Right. Currently, the asset allocations are 65 and over from Dan Celia's financial issues website.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm 72 now, so I need to probably change that to income earning. But I don't know how much to put in each of the assets that I have set up as currently as 65 and over.
Yeah. So, what is your current breakdown between stocks and bonds?
You know what? I have no clue.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. And you're investing exclusively with Timothy Plan funds?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, well, I like Timothy. Sure. I like Timothy Plan a lot. I think that's a great way to go, especially if you want your investments aligned with your biblical values. So I think that's great. Are you taking anything out of this on a monthly basis, Nancy?
Nothing. No,
okay.
Not a thing.
All right. Well, that's great. And you don't plan to unless something changes down the road?
Well, yeah, but that's why I was wondering if I should do the income earning instead of the general asset allocation of 65 and over.
Yeah. So in the foreseeable future, you don't plan to have to pull anything out. It would just be if something comes out that's unexpected. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
And what do you have? What's your total portfolio?
You know, I called you from the car, so
that's okay.
I don't have my information. I just thought, oh, I'm going to catch him right now.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. Well, I do think that, given that you're not pulling anything out of this, that's a good thing. If this portfolio is down with the market, I'd probably leave it where it is, especially given that you're not having to take monthly withdrawals and let this portfolio recover. Once it recovers, which I would expect to be sometime next year, then that would probably be the time to say, okay, now I'm perhaps 73, I want to get even a little more conservative, and that way you move more of to an income earning strategy, even though you're not pulling anything out, which would probably have you at age 75. Typically I would say
you'd want about 35% in stocks, 30 to 35%, and then 65 to 75% in bonds, which would give you a good base of income. It, you know, at that point, we're going to be beyond the interest rate hikes, and so we won't see the pressure, the downward pressure on the bond prices. You'll be able to get, you know, get some good yields coming in that's going to give you a good solid base to the portfolio, and then that 30 to 35% in stocks is going to give you the growth engine to, you know, boost those returns a little bit more than you would get with a straight fixed income portfolio, but also, you know, smooth out the volatility, which is the game, you know, the name of the game in this season of life, where you don't have those dramatic moves up and down, you know, and you're really focused on capital preservation at that point. So if it were me, I'd probably sit tight on this until it recovers, and then at that point move to the, you know, more conservative posture of no more than probably 30 to 35% in stocks. But I think you can do all of that with the Timothy Plan funds. If you want somebody to walk alongside you, Nancy, in this process, so you're not making all these decisions yourself, the other thing to consider would be engaging a certified Kingdom advisor, one who could continue this faith-based investing strategy, but really give oversight to what you're doing and coming alongside you to help make all those decisions so you don't bear the full weight of this yourself. And if that's something you wanted to consider, I'd head to our website, moneywise.org, just click Find a CKA, and then I'd connect with a couple of certified Kingdom advisors there in Texas, interview them, find the one that's the best fit, and then you know, they could help you make the buying and selling and management decisions moving forward based on your goals and objectives and needs. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, you said moneywise.org, and then what's the next thing I do after that?
Yes, ma'am. It's just simply Find a CKA is the button at the top. CKA stands for, okay, Certified Kingdom Advisor, and that's the industry designation we recommend for those folks that have been vetted, have significant experience. They can bring a biblical worldview to all the investing and financial planning decisions, and I think they could serve you very well.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking
time. You're welcome, Nancy. God bless you, and thanks for calling today. We appreciate it very much. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'll be going back to the phones here in just a moment. We look forward to taking your questions. But first, a quick email. This one came to us from Jennifer. She writes, I have a 403b retirement account. Pretty soon, I'll have to take my first required minimum distribution. With a 403b, can the money go straight to a church or charity without paying taxes? That's what I'd like to do. And Jennifer, I love that you're thinking about giving generously, but you're also wanting to do it in a tax-efficient way. And I completely agree with that. You would have to move that money from the 403b to an IRA. That's not a taxable event. It's just simply a rollover from one qualified account to another. So it'd go to a traditional IRA. And once it hits the IRA, you'd have that same RMD once you hit 72. But now you can do what's called a qualified charitable distribution, where you simply take the amount of the RMD, it goes direct to the charity or ministry, it satisfies the RMD for the year, the charity gets the full amount, and you don't add it to your adjusted gross income. It's called a qualified charitable distribution, but it's got to come out of an IRA. Thanks for writing to us. This is Money Wise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Jesus was a masterful teacher. He was a magnificent storyteller, and he spoke in terms anyone could understand about issues that confront us all. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress shares what Jesus taught in his timeless Sermon on the Mount about prayer, money, our needs, and our eternal destiny. Join us for the series 18 Minutes with Jesus on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm delighted you're here with us as we answer your calls and questions on anything financial through the lens of biblical wisdom. We have a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Back to the phones we go. Elijah's in Kentucky. You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. If I'm going to open an I-bond, mm-hmm. after a year, what I need to do, I heard you saying you have to leave it for a year. Then after a year is mature, what I need to do?
Yeah, it actually doesn't mature after a year, Elijah. It's a great question. An I-bond continues to pay interest for 30 years, and so it would mature after 30 years. The thing that I was referencing is you're allowed to redeem that at any point after 1 year. Now, if you pull the money out in less than 5 years, but beyond 1 year, you'll give up the last 3 months' worth of interest as a penalty, but it's not going to amount to a whole lot. It's just 3 months' worth of interest. So essentially, you have access to the money after a year, but if you leave it alone, it would continue to pay interest for the next 30 years.
Sir, a beneficiary on that?
Yes, sir. You would actually name the beneficiary when you open the account, and that's very easy to do. So you'd go to treasurydirect.gov, you'd open the account in your name, and then name the beneficiary or beneficiaries as a part of that process.
So after a year, sir, sorry to repeat myself, if I don't withdraw the money, it will stay there for 5 years, you say, before I withdraw it again?
No, it would stay there for 30 years. It's just that, you have to get beyond 1 year to take anything out. You simply can't redeem any of it in less than a year. If you redeem it in less than 5 years, you lose 3 months' worth of interest as a penalty. But if you do nothing, it will continue to earn interest for 30 years.
I see. May I ask you another question if you have time?
Yeah.
I am a senior citizen. I am renting. Is it better to buy now a house with cash and save money, or should I keep renting?
Yeah, if you have the flexibility, Elijah, just given what's going on in the housing market, we've got two primary factors that are driving this housing market. Number one is these high interest rates. So you remember it was 30-year mortgage rates were below 3% at the beginning of last year, and now they've passed 7%. That is an enormous swing in a very short period of time, which is affecting affordability, because when you have to add this kind of interest rate to a typical home mortgage, it just makes it very ineffective for most folks to be able to afford purchasing a home, which is why we've seen the inventories as of late climb pretty dramatically. Homes just aren't moving. And that's going to result in a cooling of what has been a red-hot housing market. Now, the long-term trends are still in the favor of a strong housing market because we still have a shortage of homes in this country. But when you add the prospect of a recession and these high, high interest rates, it's going to cause a dip in the housing market. Some estimates are it could be as much as 20% down next year. And if that were the case, that would be a pretty big drop. You know, think about you going in with a 20% down payment, having, 20% equity in the home, and you find yourself a year from now with 100% financing because the home's value has lost, 20%. Now, if you're a cash buyer and you're staying long term, then that's probably not an issue. But I guess what I would say is if you're renting, given the potential that we could see fairly significant dip in the housing market, just given all these factors that are going on right now, I'd probably wait 6 months to a year and reassess and then look to buy a home then.
Okay. Thank you so much. Excellent program comparing to any program, and may God bless you, sir.
Oh, that's very kind, Elijah. God bless you, sir, and call back anytime. We appreciate it. Let's head to Virginia. Margaret, you're next on the program. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to find out what is the age limit for opening up an RA? Also, what is the limit to open up money-wise?
Yes, ma'am. So there is no age limit on opening and contributing to either a traditional or a Roth IRA. The key is you need to have earned income. So that would be, I think, what's important to understand. As long as you have earned income, then you would be able to make that contribution. Do you have earned income currently?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm retired, but I do work a part-time.
Okay, very good. And so then you would be able to put in up to $7,000.
Okay. Okay. That's what I needed to know to start.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. For this year.
For this year. Okay. Okay. My next question was, do you all have attorneys for property? I was in probate for my ex-husband passed, and okay. He had property.
Yes.
And we are in probate for the property.
Okay. Yeah, we do not here at MoneyWise. No, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, but the only discipline in the CKA that would be related to the area of law is estate planning attorneys. We don't have anybody specifically in this area. So what I would do is either check with your local church and just see if they have a referral to somebody who has a competency or experience in this area, or contact a certified kingdom advisor and ask for a referral. Many of them will know a godly attorney who can specialize in this area of probate. So that would be my next steps. You can find a CKA there in Virginia at moneywise.org. Just click find a CKA. And I think that person could help direct you where you need to go. Does that make sense?
Okay.
The website?
The Kingdom Plan?
Certified Kingdom Advisor. You would find that at moneywise.org. So that's the web address, moneywise.org. And then you'll see right there at the top of the page a button that says Find a CKA. And CKA stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret. Thank you for calling today. Let's see, Grants Pass, Oregon. Betty, how can I help you?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I just had a question about is it prudent to continue the process of converting traditional IRA to Roth IRA. I did that last year, and the amount that I transferred, it cost me one third of that in, you know, from my savings for that conversion. It's like, whoa, that's a big hit, and that's coming directly out of savings. And so I'm wondering, is it prudent to continue that given the circumstances right now of the economy, and everything, and knowing that we are like in the nth hour of his return.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I think, you know, you're probably not going to experience much benefit to doing that now. I kind of like the idea of you having both buckets to pull from, the traditional and the Roth. The nice thing about the Roth, as you probably know, is you don't have the required minimum, but you're not going to get the much benefit from the tax-free growth in this season of life. So I'd probably stay put with where you are right now. The only reason why you might want to do it is if you thought interest or tax rates were going to go a lot higher in the future. But I think given what we're looking at politically right now, we're going to have gridlock, and I don't think we're going to see any movement in those tax rates right now. So I'd probably stay put. We'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Never again! That cry was raised after the world came to understand the horror of the Holocaust. The nations of the earth, shocked though they were, pledged to never let such a thing happen again. That's a promise that hasn't been kept. And it's been that way ever since Cain murdered Abel. In the Old Testament, we read about Haman, the enemy of God's people. He plotted to destroy all the Jews in the Persian Empire. But God was still in control. He put Esther on the throne. And what did her cousin Mordecai say to her? Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. God's never surprised. He always has a plan. Get Anchor Devotional in print monthly. Visit getanchor.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. More than 50,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free MoneyWise account by going to moneywise.org and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is the program where we recognize God owns it all. We're stewards, and we want God's wisdom to be faithful in managing His resources. We do that together each morning as we gather on this program. Before we head back to the phones, it's Monday, and it's time to be joined by our good friend Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Bob is a Wall Street veteran, a frequent contributor on Fox Business, and he joins us each week with his analysis and market commentary. Bob, good morning, sir.
And to you, my friend.
All right, I got lots of questions today, Bob. First, are we finally hearing a shift in tone and rhetoric from the Fed?
Yeah, they're starting to set the stage for we can't raise rates forever, quote unquote. Yeah. But they haven't given any time frames. Consensus, with which I agree, is 75 basis points in their November meeting, another 50 basis points in December, and then it gets murky. Will they do more? Will they pause? I tend to think how fast they've moved rates up, Rob, that they probably will take a bit of a pause and just see what effect the massive increase in rates has on the economy before they do anything more.
Yeah, one of the areas that I'm just really concerned about, and I keep reading notes about this, and that is the housing market. You know, when you combine what's happened in the housing market over the last decade with this incredible run-up in prices with now 7% plus mortgage rates for 30 years, affordability of homes is just cratering. I mean, could we see a real decline of 20% next year in housing prices?
It's very possible that the mystery has been, despite what you have said, which is all accurate, and mortgage applications have fallen off a cliff, new home, existing home sales fallen by more than 25%, but home prices are not falling yet, Rob.
Yeah.
I suspect they will. It is the most interest-sensitive area in our economy, and that's one the Fed will watch carefully. How much damage do we do there, have we done there, by taking mortgage rates from essentially 3% to 7%?
Yeah, incredible in such a short period of time. All right, Bob, what about the inflation front? I know you're out in your comments this week with perhaps some indications we're starting to see inflation pressures ease a bit.
Yeah, that has been our view, that we'd see more signs. We're starting to see it on the wage front a bit. We're starting to solve, as we've talked before, with some of the supply chain problems. Commodity prices have come off, although oil started heading back up, as we know. So I think we will start to get less bad. I'm not going to say good, less bad inflation numbers from here to the end of the year.
All right. Is that plus perhaps this idea that the Fed is beginning to think about taking their foot off the gas pedal? Is that what led to last week's rally in the markets that seems to be continuing today?
Yes, I would add to that short covering. I would add to that, Rob, third quarter earnings that are now coming in fast and furious. Again, I'm not going to say they're good. They're just less bad than people feared.
Sure.
And when you beat expectations, you know, markets tend to go up, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. A couple of questions related to the international front, Bob. Obviously, we saw President Xi, now a third term. He seems like he's stacking his core group with Communist Party loyalists. That's led to a sell-off, I guess, this morning, particularly in the tech sector. What does all of that mean for China's economy moving forward?
Not great news. You had the COVID lockdown in many parts of China, and China's economy is struggling a bit. In all the commentary related to that big celebration that you referred to, not much was said about the economy, and that's one of the linchpins to make the populace happy. So
yeah.
China's got its work cut out for him, and President Xi is right in the thick of it.
Yeah. Well, the other big point, I think, internationally is what you referred to in your deliberations this morning, and that is the soaring dollar. What does that mean for the rest of the world?
Yeah, I mean, when the dollar goes up, it's good news for inflation in this country, which is another reason inflation is likely to fall. But it really imports inflation into the rest of the world. And so the pressure on central banks outside the U.S. to raise rates only increases, and their economies are struggling. So that soaring dollar is not great news for non-U.S. Markets.
Okay. Lastly, Bob, what about the bond market? Anything we need to know this week there?
I think the title of the essay with a commentary is we need to see bonds calm before we can have a sustained move up in the stock market. Bond yields have moved up 12 weeks in a row. That's unprecedented. And we're now in the 10-year treasury at roughly 4.25%. So watch that carefully. I think until we see signs inflation are going to fall and signs that the Fed's going to stop, it's likely that bond yields will continue to move higher, bond prices lower. We've come a long way, and we've said to investors, for long-term investors, above a 4% 10-year yield, yeah, might be willing to do some buying. Bond prices are a lot more attractive today than they were at the start of the year, as you know.
No doubt about it. Well, Bob, we always appreciate your comments. I know this is a challenging economic environment, one that you're paying close attention to. Last question. You know, Bob, in these periods of uncertainty, often the first thing to go is our giving. And as believers, when we trust the Lord and know the end of the story, we still need to continue to give, don't we?
Absolutely. The good news is through the pandemic, giving remained reasonably good to Christian causes and organizations. And in the tougher economy, we have to make sure we do the same. It's all his in the first place. And so returning it back to him, or I like to put it this way, laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven, yes. We should never stop doing that through thick and thin.
Oh, I love it. Great place to finish your remarks today, Bob. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Same. Bye-bye.
All right. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more and sign up for his weekly market commentary at crossmarkglobal.com. Hey, speaking of giving, it's time for Operation Christmas Child. That's right. Now through November 21st, Operation Christmas Child is in full swing. What is it? Well, you probably know, but if you don't, it's sending the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox gift. You see, every shoebox gift is an opportunity to share about Jesus and God's love. And there's a milestone going on this year as Operation Christmas Child expects to collect and celebrate its, get ready for this, 200 millionth gift-filled shoebox since it all started in 1993. They send these to hard-to-reach areas and more than 100 unreached people groups around the globe. These gift boxes are opening doors for evangelism and follow-up discipleship, often resulted in even churches being planted. So you'll want to pack your shoebox now with any standard-size shoebox and drop it off during the third week of November. That's collection week. The third week of November. That's November 14th to the 21st. But if you're like my family, with as much as you have going on, you're going to need to start to plan on that now. Shoeboxes will be collected across the country at more than 4,500 drop-off locations. Any standard shoebox size will do. What a great opportunity to get the kids involved as you fill it with some wow items like stuffed animals or a soccer ball with a pump. And then you can put in some of the other things like hygiene items and school supplies. For all of the details, just head to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. That stands for Operation Christmas Child. That's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You'll get all the details and find out where your drop-off location is in your area. That's Operation Christmas Child. We'd love for you to participate. All right, I mentioned today that on this broadcast, I would share with you some thoughts on protecting yourself from identity theft. You know, this has become a real problem. It's actually one of the fastest growing crimes in the U.S. today. The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans have their identity stolen each year, including children, interestingly. One out of every 10 of us have been directly affected by identity fraud. So if you're an active social media user, by the way, your chance of having your ID stolen is 30% higher. What do you do about it? Well, according to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, there are three steps you can take to protect your identity. So listen to these around the ideas of deter, detect, and defend. Under the deter area, you want to protect your personal information as if it were cash. Thinking about it like that might help you think about how you protect your cash. You want to do the same thing with your personal information. So don't carry your social security card, memorize it, and leave it at home. Don't give your personal information to anyone unless you initiated the contact. That's the key. Phone calls, emails, none of it. Never let doctors or other providers use your social security number as an account number. Ask for an alternate number. Shred your personal mail before throwing it away. Those are the deters. What about detect? Well, check your credit report, an annual credit report, at least every year. And because of the pandemic, you can actually get a free report every week until the end of 2022. So you can even check it more often. Watch your report for changes or charges you didn't make, so you know if somebody's assuming your identity. And then defend. If you lose your wallet or personal information, you'll want to report that immediately. Put a fraud alert on your credit report. If you have had your ID stolen or your identity stolen, file a police report right away. Cancel credit cards, call the credit agencies, and then lock your credit. There's a lot of great information on the web at ftc.gov/ID theft. That's ftc.gov/ID theft. So be on your guard. As stewards of God's money, we want to be shrewd and wise in this area. So make sure you're taking the proper steps to protect yourself. Hey, folks, thanks for being along with us. A lot of fun to unpack all of these ideas and talk about how we can handle God's money wisely. Thank you to my team today, Robert Sutherland. Great to have Devin Patrick back with us today. And, of course, Pat Montague handling our phones. Thank you for being along with us as well. Hope you have a great afternoon and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again, and we'll see you then. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.